This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want here on our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We're here live on this Saturday edition of Free Talk Live with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. That's the point of the show. We also bring things to the table that we think you might find interesting. We're going to start out tonight with the good old boy network, specifically when it applies at the highest levels, because every town, you know, every little city, every town has the good old boy network.
The people who are in government,
the old families in town, the big businessmen in town, they all scratch each other's backs for the most part. But it's even worse, of course, at a city level when you've got a massive municipality with a huge budget and
tax base.
Yeah, huge tax base. Yeah. And even bigger levels of corruption and good old boyness. So that's where we're starting here tonight. And then we'll get into billionaire Howard Schultz, the former CEO of Starbucks, and how he's been stirring it up within the Democratic Party.
He sure has.
And it's been pretty interesting to watch that. So I'd like to talk about all those things. But again, you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And it's Super Bowl weekend, apparently, as I understand it.
What do you mean, apparently?
That's what I've heard.
It is Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah. I have no plans.
I cannot tell by your body paint what team you are supporting.
I couldn't even tell you who's playing. I think I heard a rumor that the Patriots are back in.
Damn Skippy.
Okay, that's about all I know.
And I just said damn Skippy because it means as much to me as it does to you. That's okay. But
I didn't know
but
if you're damning like Skippy, who was the quarterback of the other team.
Skippy? I don't know if there's a quarterback Skippy. But I'll tell you who is going to be a very, very happy guy. The big winner tomorrow.
I can pick the winner as well.
I am. It's not going to be the Patriots. It's not going to be the Rams.
Okay.
It is going to be Arthur Blank.
Is that his actual last name?
Yes, that's his actual. And he started
Mr. Blank.
Mr. Blank started a little hardware store years ago called Home Depot.
No,
you may have heard of Home Depot before.
Yeah,
but Mr. Blank is definitely the one who is gonna do the best tomorrow, on or off field. It doesn't matter. Falcons owner Arthur Blank will collect all of the Super Bowl, 53?
I have no idea.
Super Bowl 53 revenue, even though taxpayers own the stadium. This is brought to us by FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education.
That's a great site. FEE.org.
It is, and they have been knocking it out of the park lately.
They always do.
I know. I usually bring in a FEE story a week or every other week. Today, I wasn't even really paying attention. They were just all good stories, and it was 3 out of 4 were all FEE stories.
Hmm.
On Sunday, the eyes of the nation will fall on Atlanta's brand-new Mercedes-Benz Stadium, site of the 53rd Super Bowl. As players and spectators pour into the city, they'll be dazzled by a state-of-the-art retractable roof and an enormous wraparound digital screen. What will be less apparent to thousands of spectators and millions of television viewers is a different kind of innovation, a carefully concealed legal clause that will privatize future profits on the publicly funded stadium.
Hmm.
The gnarled history of building professional sports stadiums with taxpayer funds is attracted.
A long one. I mean, this happens all the time.
It does.
I think it would be a challenge to actually find stadiums that were privately funded.
Yeah.
In the U.S.
God, and somebody
did
bring up an example. There is. And I want to say it's Green Bay or somewhere in Wisconsin. I don't quote me on that one.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. That actually rings a bell. I feel like we've talked about that in the past.
I think you're right.
And that may be the only one.
Yep. Taxpayer funds have attracted some unwelcome attention in recent years, leading team owners and mayors to become more circumspect in how they publicize the millions they receive from cities in the name of economic development.
See, that's what it's all about, Chris.
That's all it is.
You just hate business, don't you?
Yes.
Because this is designed to help. This is designed to help those businesses in downtown, wherever it is.
And revitalize.
Where is this happening, by the way? I'm sorry.
In Atlanta.
Atlanta, okay.
You paid no attention to
I remember hearing that now that you mention it, but yeah, no.
It is in Atlanta. Yeah, this is its latest thing. And, of course, the story's going to get into it, but I guarantee you I've read enough of these. You know, we promise to revitalize downtown.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to bring tourism. We are going to bring jobs.
Well, isn't that there's what happens when you throw good money? When you just throw money around at big businessmen in an arbitrary geographic area? Doesn't that make everything better?
It's that is what they would like to believe. And I do believe
that. Well, what I want to know is does anyone out there actually listening to the show believe that?
Right. That's a good question.
Who buys this?
Right. Well, have stadiums brought economic booms to a large town in your state? You know, is it your capital? Maybe you live in one of these cities that just recently got a big, shiny new stadium. Has it brought, like, manna from heaven?
I think that there's been some studies and that shows that it really doesn't do much of anything. But also, and it sounds like you have some of that information, but also, even if it did benefit the businesses, and I'm sure to some extent it does, like if you run a restaurant right across the street from, you know, the stadium, you're probably going to do a little better than you had previously. But it's at the cost of everyone else. It's at the cost of every other restaurant in town.
Right.
It's at the cost of every business and every taxpayer in that city, that extra business that is given to the adjacent businesses to the stadium. That's not fair.
This reminds me of playing SimCity.
Mm-hmm.
A game I used to enjoy until I realized what a horrible central planner I am. but that is literally it. You're playing SimCity. You're designing things in certain areas. And you throw in a big, shiny new stadium, and everything goes up around it.
Boom.
But everything drops everywhere else because now they need something else to... Now you're competing with yourself. Your city is competing with yourself, and that makes no sense. Numerous studies demonstrate that promises of, quote, economic development, unquote, around stadiums rarely materialize.
Yep.
Tax revenues don't rise despite huge public investments, and per capita income is actually damaged by the presence of a stadium. Hmm. At best, dining and entertainment dollars are relocated from elsewhere in the city. Nevertheless, with threats of moving the franchise to Atlanta's suburbs or even to Los Angeles, Mayor Kasem Reed and franchise owner Arthur Blank extracted the promise of nearly $250 million in taxpayer funds to keep the team in town. Now, that's another thing. They all love to play this. We need a new stadium, and I'm sorry.
Did you say $250 million?
$250 million. Yeah.
Nice.
That's a good payday. Wait, there's even better paydays coming up.
Okay.
But this is the game that mayors and city councils and NFL team owners, you know, it's every sport. It's not just the NFL. But they all threaten to leave, you know.
Right.
I
Well, you won't have a team anymore.
Exactly.
And everyone knows how important it is to have a team. There's no identity for the people. The people couldn't possibly bond with one another over... anything else?
Well, the Lakers have always been in Los Angeles, except when they were in, Minneapolis or something.
Hell if I know.
But that's the point. Yeah. And this reminds me of the movie Basketball. Did you ever see that?
No, but isn't that by the South Park guys?
It is. It's by the South Park guys. But it's sort of this backyard game that sprung up because fans were leaving all sports because every team was moving. They were all moving. They were just going to the highest bidder.
Well,
players
it's meaningless
were moving.
Anyway, because I think it was Mark who pointed this out before. Even if it's a team that has stayed and originated in and stayed in the area, let's say Tampa Bay Buccaneers or something like that, they're still not the same team they were the year previous, and probably 0 to 1% of the players are actually from the region. They're bringing them in from all over the place, and they get shuffled around everywhere.
Right.
So it's not like there's anything regional about the team except for the owner.
Yeah, well, you do have some hometown pride. I can understand that. I can see that. I had pride in my hometown.
Those people aren't from your hometown. The players aren't.
Right. But they're playing for me, and that's what's important.
Maybe the cheerleaders are from the area. Maybe.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
That's possible.
I'll have to do an in-depth investigation of NFL cheerleaders to find this out.
It's an important task.
There we go. And it's been delegated to me, so The billions in revenues the Falcons will generate in ticket sales and advertising won't pay back the city for its maligned investment. The NFL franchise will pay neither rent nor property taxes.
Wow, that's a sweet deal. And there's more to the story, right?
So yeah.
We'll share that here in a moment. And again, my question is, does anybody out there actually think this is good, that these taxpayer-funded stadiums are desirable? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. More coming up.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. Freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk. Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the show. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Chris.
Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. That's the point here. On the way, we can talk about Howard Schultz, the former CEO of Starbucks, shaking it up already in the presidential primary. Which has been very interesting to watch.
Big time.
We'll talk about that. We're discussing corruption in the world of the Super Bowl, specifically the stadium itself that is paid for by taxpayers. And apparently the taxpayers, meaning the government, won't be seeing any profits out of it. All the profits that it makes will be going straight to the stadium owner.
Straight to Home Depot.
Yeah, or the team owner or whatever. I'm not sure who owns the place, but...
yeah, but it's, sort of... this is not unusual. This is how these deals are usually rigged, and you can bet along the way a lot of politicians and a lot of, you know, big build, their favorite building contractors got their palms greased.
Oh, yeah. There's some big money that goes into
these things. Happen.
So if you want to comment on that, you're welcome to do so. As I predicted, Chris, not a single person in the audience has bothered to call in and say they support this kind of taxpayer-funded sports stadium deal, which, of course, happens all across the United States. And despite, presumably, it being unpopular, because if it were a popular idea, surely we'd get a caller to defend it. But presumably it's unpopular, but yet it happens anyway. Because these governments can do whatever it is they want to do. And what are you going to do about it?
Right. And who's going to vote against it? You know, when your politicians come in, you know, we've been in talks with, and we thought our team was going to leave. I mean, we thought we'd lose the Mighty Mud Ducks or whoever it happens to be.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the hard work of your mayor and city council, we have negotiated what we feel is a great deal. Heck, it's better than we thought it was. When we ran our numbers... I mean, we're going to have quadrillions of dollars in tax revenue flowing in. We'll probably be giving tax cuts left and right because of all the money this is going to generate. The jobs, Ian, the jobs.
See, that's important.
Yeah. And
we need to trump up some jobs by forcing everybody in the area to pay to create them.
Right.
By taxing the rest of the businesses in the city to transfer wealth to apparently the owner of Home Depot or the founder of Home Depot. I guess he didn't make enough money when he was, you know, raking it in off of Home Depot. He needs to get even more free money from the taxpayers.
Well, I don't fault the guy for making a boatload of money on Home Depot.
Oh, great.
Good for him. But the whole thing is all these teams have figured out the secret, their own secret sauce.
Mm-hmm.
The secret sauce is you always threaten to leave.
Yep.
You hold out until you get the best possible, most lucrative deal because governments will fall for this left and right. Now, I have no doubt that Arthur Blank absolutely knows what the effect is because he negotiated this contract, or his people did, and he got a sweetheart deal. But government, you know, bean counters, I mean, really? Politicians, do you think they realize how devastating? I think half of them probably think this is a great thing.
Well, right, so these stadiums are already losers as far as financial is concerned. I mean, they're screwing the taxpayers over to a tremendous amount of money, billions of dollars in this case. And then if they lose the team later, so, you know, they stay for 5 years or 10 years or whatever, they lose the team, you now have a stadium. And it's generating no revenue.
Right.
So, I mean, it was already a bad deal because all the revenue is going into the pocket of the team owner, but now it's generating no revenue whatsoever for anybody.
Well, you can fix that, Ian. That's easy enough. All you got to do is get out your checkbook and start promising, you know, 10-year tax windows for a new team to come in, or maybe it's using the old stadium for
a new
sport.
Yeah, but who wants an old stadium?
Well, there's a lot of different teams, you know, and there's a lot of different leagues and things like that. So I'm sure somebody's out there and somebody will take it and you're just going to sweeten the pot. And better yet, if you come to East Bumducky wherever we're talking
Bumducky, that's a good one.
We, in 5 years, will build you a new stadium, too. Right.
Yeah.
So it will just repeat.
Just bend over because they've got you over a barrel and they're just not going to stop. This is crazy. We can go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450. For you have more information about this, is there worth sharing? We'll get into that. David's on the line in New Mexico to start things out here, listening via TuneIn. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I just wanted to complete the list of New Mexico hypocrite criminal judges that have been busted since I've been paying attention this last decade. I had given you the judge that just got arrested, Deborah Davis Walker, the family court judge, drunk driving, caused a crash. And so she got busted the other day. And then before her, let's throw in that Monica Youngblood, the legislator that was pushing for tougher drunk driving standards.
The judge who got popped, didn't she actually cause an accident first? So it wasn't just that she was swerving on the road. She actually got into an accident. That's how they caught on to her.
Yeah, she did a U-turn without noticing a car was coming, and there was a crash. And yeah, and then there was the throwing in that drunk legislator that was actually tough on drunk driving, trying to get bills passed, and then she herself does a drunk driving thing.
Was this Monica Youngblood or somebody else? Okay.
Youngblood. And there's video of Youngblood getting angry with the police.
Highly entertaining. Her lapel cam video is as entertaining as anything you find on cable TV.
Yeah.
And then she diluted her probation urine sample, trying to get away with being able to drink while she's on probation restrictions. Whoops. And then there was a accidentally, yes. Two to four quarts is what they have to dilute it by 2 to 4 quarts to make it too dilute to test. So somehow 2 to 4 quarts of additional fluid got in there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and then there was going back, I don't know, 8, 10 years, there was a chief judge, John Brennan, I believe, who got busted for cocaine and beating his girlfriend, and he had to resign. And then before that, and by the way, this all centers on the University of New Mexico Law School. All of these people, this is a very homogenous, incestuous legal market. Almost none of these people have gone to other universities, other law schools, and then come back. Most of them go to the University of New Mexico Law School and then stay here. And
sounds like kind of a party school. I'm not so sure at a young age I wouldn't want her to go there.
Well, our Monday night co-host, Melanie, went to law school not in New Mexico, but in Louisiana, and she said that the school actually threw parties with open bars, unlimited alcohol for their students.
Wow.
Regularly.
Right, yeah.
What school was this?
It's in law school.
I was just going to throw in, when you throw in the party thing, I know a guy who is in that circle. He's not in the legal industry. He's just friends with a bunch of people that are. All of these people that I've been mentioning, he used to party with them, you know, back like, say, 10, 15, even 20 years ago. And there was cocaine. They would have parties, and there was cocaine flowing. In addition to the legal alcohol, there was cocaine flowing at all these parties, and some wife swapping going on here and there.
And those people snorting the cocaine, many of them go on to become prosecutors, who then put people in jail for it.
For cocaine.
Yeah. Yep. And the next guy, there was another guy in the same time frame as Brennan. I don't even remember this guy, this judge's name. He was drunk, and he blew through a red light, and there just happened to be a cop sitting at that intersection. And I forget if he actually hit the cop car or if the cop car just saw him go through the red light and pulled him over. But so that was another drunk driving judge.
David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the stories. Nothing like some good corruption stories. Thank you. And there's never a shortage of these. He was just talking about his area.
Right.
We'll come up here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best edpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the best edpill.com. That's bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's Governor Ralph Northam says he won't step down over a racist photo that was posted on his med school yearbook page. Northam says he's not in the photo, but he wants to apologize for the time he dressed up like Michael Jackson.
I had the shoes, I had a glove, and I used just a little bit of shoe polish to put under my or on my cheeks. And the reason I used a very little bit is because I don't know if anybody's ever tried that, but you cannot get shoe polish off. But it was a dance contest. I had always liked Michael Jackson. I actually won the contest because I had learned how to do the moonwalk.
Northam's refusal to resign could mean a potentially bruising fight with his former supporters. Leaders of both parties have repeatedly urged him to resign, saying he's lost the public's trust. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, dial in, toll free, bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And hey, if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages over at libertystickers.com. And Liberty Stickers will also do custom orders for you. So, you know, got nice stickers you want to make? Well, they'll do it for you, whether it's, you know, your own group locally, your business, or whatever it is you want to promote. LibertyStickers.com. We've been talking about government corruption surrounding football stadiums and other stadiums, sports stadiums, where these stadium owners who are already very, very rich people basically get some of the most atrocious corporate welfare on the planet, with billions of taxpayer dollars going to build these stadiums, hundreds of millions for each individual stadium, sometimes more than that.
Yeah.
So we're talking about that. You're welcome to weigh in here if you want. You can also bring up anything. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. You got a story from the Foundation for Economic Education about this Atlanta stadium.
Yeah.
Where it's owned apparently some sort of partnership between the city and the owner of Home Depot?
I don't think so. I'm sure both were involved, but, you know, it ends up being a publicly owned building.
But he somehow gets the profits, the Home Depot owner.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
What, did you think the taxpayers were going to get back
pay back?
Like, nope, I didn't think that for a moment.
They paid $250 million just to keep the team there.
Wow.
And then they had to pony up for the stadium.
Apparently $600 million, is that right?
Yeah.
For the stadium?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
The billions in revenue the Falcons will generate in ticket sales and advertising won't pay the city back for its malinvestment. The NFL franchise will pay neither rent nor property taxes. So what a deal.
Is it really an investment if you're not risking your own money?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I would say that does not meet the requirements for what you would call an investment.
Yeah, that's just a straight-up subsidy.
Right.
Right.
And that's all this is. Yeah. This is the politicians of Atlanta taking a bet, but they're not covering their bet. They're letting the taxpayers cover the bet. So all the risks and costs of the stadium have been socialized, and its profits will be privatized. Important distinction there. This is the frequent pattern of collusion between local government officials.
That's not total fascism, right? And that's not socialism all the way. It's like kind of a mix between both of them. Right? Because if socialism is government ownership of the means of production, this kind of is that, but it's also not.
Right, so, but it then gives it to
a private owner.
Right. I think fascism would be closest. I mean, it's none of it's possible without government involvement in the private sector. But who are we kidding? Uh-huh. Who are we kidding? I mean, the politicians are going to do great, too.
That's true.
The Falcons general manager turned CEO Rich McKay extorted a new publicly funded stadium for the people of Tampa before turning his sights on Atlanta. When originally announced, the stadium was slated to cost the city $200 million.
Wow. It went up by threefold?
No, it's cost overruns.
It's to be expected. Whenever it's a government deal, it's going to be overruns.
Right.
It's going to be costs that are way higher. They're always going to run into trouble. The construction company's going to be like, oh, well, we thought it was going to be $200 million, but
so here's
we're in the middle of it. It looks like it's going to be three times that.
And this is the first thing they sold. They sold was it's going to cost $200 million,
yep,
with remaining costs borne by the Atlanta Falcons and team owner Arthur Blank.
No one
should begrudge Blank for his $4.6 billion net worth, which he earned as co-founder of Home Depot. But we might reasonably expect him to finance his own pet project rather than fleecing ordinary Georgians already struggling to make ends meet. Proponents of the deal claim that the Atlanta residents won't be footing the bill since the public funds were coming from a new hotel tax, which is primarily paid by visitors. In the fine print of the stadium agreement, though, was a subtle clause that negated the cost cap altogether. All future funds from the hotel tax would be put into a revenue-sharing agreement benefiting the stadium, the team, and its owner. The cost of maintaining and upgrading the stadium will remain taxpayer-funded in perpetuity.
So this hotel tax continues to be funneled into both the city and the owner's pockets?
Oh, no. All future funds from the hotel tax will be put into a revenue-sharing agreement benefiting the stadium, the team, and the owner. So I guess the stadium, quote unquote,
is the city,
becomes
though, right?
It becomes sort of self-funding, sort of, but certainly not by any stretch.
What do you think about that, Chris? I mean, it's just the hotel tax. It's not so bad, right?
The people from out of town are going to pay it anyway, right?
That's the idea. You've got to come to Atlanta for business. If you're going to come to see the Falcons or whatever, you're going to fly in. You're flying in for seeing family members. You got to stay somewhere. And if we tax every single hotel in the area, then most people aren't going to, they're not going to go outside the Atlanta downtown to stay somewhere because you don't have to travel too far. You have to pay for an Uber to get in. I mean, people are going to stay in those hotels no matter what. So, see, this isn't on the backs of the Atlanta taxpayers.
I would say that the hotel tax will be paid by people from out of town.
Yeah.
And I will venture a fair number of Atlanta politicians for at least a couple hours at a time. That would be my guess.
But no, I mean, doesn't that make everything better? I mean, if it's true that all these hundreds of millions of dollars came from one hotel tax.
Right.
Which is amazing, if that's really the truth.
A lot of tourism down there.
then there you go. I mean, what's the problem with that? Is there anything wrong? It seems less objectionable.
It does seem less objectionable, but I think that the part that Fee has a real issue with is then splitting the profits more heavily towards Arthur Blank and the Atlanta Falcons team. They're the ones who make out the best out of all this. So a portion goes to the city. That is true, but why should a portion of any public works go towards a private corporation?
Sure. I mean, look, on its face, I was just bringing up the claim, but it's still wrong because it's still a transfer of wealth. Okay, in this case, it's transferring wealth from the people who are just trying to come to the area to visit and charging them more, and I don't know how much more, but I've been to some, New York City, for instance, the hotel tax is insane.
Sure.
I mean, it's, $50 a night.
Yeah.
Or something crazy like that.
And at $500 a seat, is this really going to benefit the average person in Atlanta? Are they going to get to go out and see a game?
Right. And not everybody traveling to Atlanta is some well-heeled business person.
Sure.
There's plenty of people traveling to Atlanta who just need a place to stay. For whatever reason, they're
there
to visit family, or they're flying, or whatever, and they would prefer to stay in as cheap of an accommodation as possible. Well, guess what? You just made the cheapest accommodations more expensive because of the sports stadium that 90% of the people, probably 95% of the people who ever visit Atlanta will never go and see. There won't be if you're going to Atlanta, it's probably not to go to the sports stadium. There's probably a zillion other reasons why you're going to a big city like that.
A lot of great reasons to go to Atlanta.
So all of those people who are never going to go to the stadium are subsidizing the games for everybody who does. And, they're not going to make the tickets any cheaper, that's for sure.
Well, some bright news. All the money from ticket sales and concessions... I was going to say that goes to the people, too, but that actually all goes to Blank, too. So he actually, if you buy a beer in the stadium, Arthur Blank owes you a thank you on that.
And he's going to get right on that. He's going to sign a personal card for you.
Right. In addition to its portion of the stadium itself, Atlanta shelled out $30 million in sales tax breaks for construction, $24 million in land value, and a yet undetermined sum to build the elaborate snake-like bridge above the four-lane Northside Drive. This is known as the $27 million Bridge Too Far.
I have a story about that as well. I was holding it for tomorrow night, so I don't want to get into it. We've definitely already hit some corruption pretty hard
and that
one's pretty ridiculous. But there's actually a little bit of good news. Apparently there is going to be another privately run stadium, and Reason.com has a story about apparently the Los Angeles Rams.
Sweet.
Building one without using taxpayer funding. My God, it's actually possible. What do you know? We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late, 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com, your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. You know, it's been a decade since Bitcoin was released. Its birthday was early January, and it's doing great, as a matter of fact. Some people would say, well, the price is down. Well, only if you compare it to December of 2017. Otherwise, right, it's up compared to the entire history of Bitcoin since before about August of 2017.
Right.
So it's still doing very, very well, and it is the cryptocurrency, the first one in the world that has empowered people to get their money, to get their value that you've created for yourself out of the old money system, out of the hands of the banks and the governments. Go to Bitcoin.com. You can take their Bitcoin.com Academy there. It's free to do that, and that'll teach you the basics about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, and I highly recommend you do that. Learn more about Bitcoin over at Bitcoin.com. We've been talking about government corruption around these taxpayer-funded stadiums, which it just needs to end. There's no reason for this. When you get into business, you're supposed to take a risk.
Right.
Like, that's the whole point of getting into business, is you're putting yourself out there. You're putting your idea out there, whether it be to open a restaurant or a stadium, or, you know, you're manufacturing something or whatever it is that your vision is. You have a vision for what you think the marketplace is going to respond to. And you hope you're right. You put your own money, or your time and effort and other people's money who voluntarily gave you money, investors,
right,
into this idea, and you give it your best shot, and if it doesn't work out, only you and your investors lose out. But in the case of these taxpayer-funded stadiums, woo-hoo, just let it ride. It doesn't matter, because it wasn't a dime of your own money. It was all funded by taxpayers. It was all funded through coercion, which is how taxes are funded. You know, if you don't pay the tax, they're going to steal your home from you or possibly throw you in a prison cell.
Right.
So funded through the threat of violence. You could just get a free stadium. and you get all the money that you can possibly make from that point on. You don't have to return on investment. You don't have to pay back a debt. Nope. You don't have to pay back investors or anything like that. I mean, it is just the craziest thing, and not a single person. Not a single person can defend this. No. They haven't bothered to call in. I understand.
Right.
If you support this, you know, you're already winning because in most places this is what's happening.
Right.
But the news that I have to follow up your story, which is about the corruption in Atlanta surrounding the new stadium there, the $600 million stadium where all the profits are going to roll right into the pockets of apparently one of the founders of Home Depot, Mr. Blank. Master Blank. Eric Bohm over at the Hit and Run blog on Reason.com. Points out that apparently there is another example of a non-taxpayer-funded, meaning privately funded stadium that's being built, and it's actually apparently the Los Angeles Rams who are doing it. We can tell you a little bit more about that coming up here. You can bring us anything you want, though. Let's go to the phones. To the phone, we got Bob in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Chris.
Oh, yeah. How you doing today? So I just wanted to quickly make a segue into foreign policy.
Yeah, sure.
Just a couple bullet points that I think. First off, we should quit doing business with dictators. We should make it so that Russia is no longer against us by investing with them so that they do not invest in dictatorships either. That way we don't have to have proxy wars. And we start drilling our own oil instead of, you know, importing it when we can import a lot more oil to ourselves.
Isn't there actually a ban on drilling oil inside the United States?
Yeah, well, that's because it's a bunch of hippies as opposed to people with common sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But I will say this. Sometimes it does make economic sense to acquire a particular product. I'm not saying oil's it, but acquire it from somewhere else. So, for example, the Japanese, should the Japanese only produce their own oil?
Well, they can't produce their own oil, I don't believe. I'm not quite sure.
Well, I don't think he was saying that we should exclusively buy oil locally, but just to make it so you can do it would be nice, right?
Yeah, but that was kind of my point, but that each one of these things needs to be considered. When you're wealthy in resources, why not exploit those resources? That doesn't mean it's a bad thing, and... Yeah, I mean, here we have vast, is the United States, maybe you know, I think it's the number one or number two in, you know, known number reserves one in the world. It's crazy.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say one more thing, and that is if we do not deal with these dictators and stuff like that, then what we can do is we can actually show ourselves to be the beacon of freedom. We don't have to go over to different countries to protect our national interests and
I like what you're saying there. So would you also agree, Bob, that not only should the U.S. government not deal with dictators, but shouldn't they also remove the military, the troops from the, what, 100-plus countries that they're currently occupying in various different military bases? Don't you agree that those bases ought to just be shut down and the military troops removed and brought back to the United States?
Well, I kind of do agree with that. However, in the case of World War II and whatnot, I know that things have changed a lot and that people will probably get their butts kicked if they decide to invade someone in Europe, let's say. But what we should do is we should remove ourselves from any dictatorship, no longer protect them, no longer do anything for the people. And then on top of that, what we should do is we should destroy all the militaries that decide they want to commit genocide on their own people, and we should stop going into war so people don't think that we're committing genocide.
Hold on. Didn't you just say, wait. Did I misunderstand you? You said we should destroy the militaries that are doing bad things to their people, but then not at the same time not get involved with dictators. So I don't think you can do destroying not getting involved.
Sir. I am saying, sir, what I'm talking about is I'm talking about not propping up the governments that are, you know, tin pot dictators. What I'm saying is if the guy from Syria was actually gassing his own people and killing them by the hundreds of thousands, which is supposedly happening, then what we should do is we should simply fire a bunch of missiles into their air bases and destroy their air bases. You know, no casualties. Give them a warning, but
no casualties.
The infrastructure that they used.
I'm saying
if we give them a warning, not enough to move their plane.
Clear it out. We're going to bomb you. That's what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying, or they can you know, defend.
So you actually don't believe in withdrawing from the world. I'm sorry. Maybe we miscommunicated.
You believe withdrawing from the world.
You believe in killing people in foreign militaries that you don't like.
No, sir. I did not say that. I said I believe in destroying the infrastructure that we give them enough time to evacuate from.
Because we've all seen how good the U.S. government is about hitting its targets that they're supposed to, like killing
strikes.
You know,
yes.
Wedding parties and hospitals.
Well, no, sir. But if you see bases and you see air bases that are actually big air bases and stuff like that, what you can do is you can fire a few missiles in there.
Sure. If you're the world's police. So you support the U.S. government being the world's police, basically.
Not necessarily. I support people. I believe that people should be given the chance to actually have some semblance of, you know, safety in their own homes and stuff like that without having the military come by and gas your neighborhood because they want to, because you don't have the same political opinions as the dictator that is currently occupying that government.
Now, Chris, you're former military.
I am.
Yeah.
But it seems to me like you're interested. Safety is important to you. You feel that is important to everyone. And sometimes people just need to be taken out, or at least their infrastructure does.
Well, yes, sir, to a certain extent. I'm not saying that I believe that we should, you know, go in with military soldiers, gung-ho, boots on the ground, let's kill all these ragheads or whatever the hell people say nowadays.
Right.
What I think we should do is we should take it easy, we should back out, because our military presence with boots on the ground is doing a lot more damage than, you know, firing a few missiles at some planes that are parked on some Syrian airbase that was used to supposedly gas and barrel bomb their own people.
Right.
See what I'm saying? I mean, there is
a
big difference, and I do believe that we should withdraw, and we should withdraw from the dictatorships as far as putting bases in Saudi Arabia to defend for oil reasons.
So withdraw, but shoot some missiles on the way out, basically.
Right.
Well, I mean,
just saying.
You know, I'm not saying seriously cause damage to people or something like that. I'm saying, like, if we had someone threaten us with a bomb in our air bases, let's say, and there was given a 1 minute warning or a 1 hour warning, let's say, and they had missiles coming in, detected it on radar and stuff like that, and we were completely ill-equipped to defend ourselves, people would probably be backing out. People would be like, all right. You know, let's regroup and regather.
I like your idea. I question how well it would actually work just because, you know, you've got some crazy people that will throw, they'll throw human shields in there. They'll say, and then they'll come back and say, look what America did to us.
You mean bringing some innocents from
areas. They'll do that left and right. But I admire you thinking these things through. You know, that's the point of this is we try to come up with solutions that eliminate bloodshed. I mean, that's where we want to go. Unfortunately, we live in a world where there are a lot of people really enamored with it. My last thing I would ask if you think about is where do you draw the line at tin pot dictators, and does that include somebody like Angela Merkel?
Thanks for the call tonight, Bob. I definitely appreciate your call and thoughts. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We got a couple more hours on the way. Plenty of time for you if you want to join us here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.